Welcome back to the Kasman Center. Joined now on the postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Akeka after a 5-1 win against the Bonnieville Pontiacs in game number two. Tom, you get another quick start here tonight. You get that big goal in the opening 10 minutes, and then it just seemed like the effort was there for the full 60 tonight, and you carried it on, and you really take it to the Pontiacs.
No, I agree. I thought that the effort was outstanding, and the best part about it was more consistent than what it was last night. You know, we had that media timeout halfway through at the first period, and we told our guys, listen, okay, we've got past through the first 10 minutes. Keep your foot on the gas. Keep going. You know, you want to impose your will. You want to make sure that you're establishing a physical presence, and I thought that we did that. And the most important thing from a coaching point of view is that everybody contributed tonight. Our goaltender was good when he had to be. Our defense moved the puck. We engaged when we should have. Our forwards did a good job of finishing hits. And it was a good, solid team effort. And, you know, the message to the players after the game was that time and time again this year, the character of the group has been challenged. You know, we've had some efforts that weren't up to the standard that they've set. Not I've set, not that the fans have set, but it's a standard that our players want to aspire to achieve every single game. So they knew today what needed to be done, and we were able to do that. So, you know, you get yourself back into the series. It was a huge win. Just from a confidence point of view, and we'll see if this can, you know, carry on now as we hit the road to Bonnieville.
Coach, by the way, congratulations, outstanding game. After last night, you know, Barron's came out with a real strong start, a little bit of a weaker ending to the game, but to have that kind of an outcome for tonight, what does that do to the confidence of the team? How big is that and the message it sends to the Pontiacs?
Well, it's huge, and the one thing we talked about today, you know, at our team meeting at noon was that, okay, for a lot of guys, it was their first playoff game in Fort McMurray. It was loud. It was great. The atmosphere. You want to be able to soak that all in. And while you want to make sure that you can harness that excitement in the building, you still have to stay focused. And I thought that our players got caught watching a little bit yesterday. So today, to a man, it was a lot better. And, you know, we've said time and time again this year that confidence is a huge thing. When you believe you can achieve something, that's half the battle. And I thought that as this game wore on, the belief on our bench that we were establishing the presence that we wanted, that we were setting the tone, which we feel is important to do throughout this series. You know, I just think that our guys fed off it.
Tom, you talked last night that Bonnieville likes to just get pucks through from the point, and that was how the overtime goal was scored. Your first three goals tonight all originate from the point. Was that kind of just a message to get pucks through and try to get some traffic to the net and bang away?
Well, the one thing that we worked on the last week was that against Bonnieville, because they're such a good skating team, that you have to make decisions a half step sooner. You can't afford to hang on to the puck and think that something's going to open up, because they're great at eliminating time and space. So we told our players, when you get the puck, be ready. You know, just shoot it, get it through, and let's have that net front presence. And I thought that we did that, a lot better today. Our scoring chances were up. There was a lot more scrums in front of the net. So when the whistle went, it was because we had bodies in front, and you know, that's just part of playoff hockey. Yesterday, I thought that the whistles happened and our guys were already lining up at the face-off dot, but I thought that we were a lot more engaged today. And, you know, when you play, as cliche as it sounds, you know, when you play on your toes and you play down in the other team's end, you know, you get a little bit of momentum. And, you know, momentum is not one or two shifts strong together. It's about eight or nine. It's about five or six good, solid minutes when you can hem a team in. And I thought that we did that at various chunks throughout the course of the game.
Coach, Barron's had the luxury of playing with a 5-0 lead at one point in this game, and you know,
a luxury that was well earned.
Well earned indeed. Yeah, I got to give you that. But how did you find you had to approach the game a little differently? You could see the Pontiacs trying to bait the Barron's into some after whistle stuff, some late hits.
Well,
and
yeah,
they were headhunting a little bit.
Listen, I didn't like the last minute of the second period. We gave up a 3-on-1 where a defenseman pinches, and then they stretch us out, and we don't have any backside support, and then, you know, we get toe dragged. Now it's 5-1, and for the average fan, they're sitting there going, oh, it's 5-1. Oh, come on. But you know what? I thought that the first 3 or 4 minutes of the third period were crucial. Had they scored again, now it's 5-2. Now all of a sudden, it's all panic sets in. Our younger guys start gripping your stick. So we talked to our players that, you know, the first 3 or 4 minutes is going to be crucial again in the third period. We felt strongly that really they were going to try and goad us into some things. So just stay focused. I don't think there's any bit of revenge that could have been satisfied today. We need to look at the big picture, and I know that it's hard in the heat of the moment. We've all done things that you regret when you have an opportunity to step back and think about it, but we told our players, just skate away. I mean, we're going to play hard between the whistles. We want to finish our checks cleanly. We want to make sure that we frustrate them. They can do whatever they want after the whistle, and it's unfortunate the one play there in front of the bench when the door was open because somebody could really get hurt, which I, you know, you don't like to see. But it is what it is. This is playoff hockey. You have to do whatever it takes in order to be successful, and I thought that our players did a great job of staying focused in the third period.
Tom, you mentioned everyone contributing tonight, and that line of McKinstry, Ursulak, and Edwards, they don't get on the score sheet, but I thought they were outstanding tonight, grinding away, and I thought maybe Brett Edwards has had maybe his best two games that we've seen from him in a long time, using his speed, and he's looked great on the back check and on the forecheck. Just your thoughts on that line.
Well, and that's the key right there. He's using his speed. I mean, Eddie is such a powerful and explosive player, and he's got a heavy shot. He's skating. I thought Hayden Ursulak has been our best forward. When you really look at these two games as a whole, I thought he was our best player last night. He was real good today. I mean, his ability to change direction and speed on our cycle, you know, we tell our players we always want to overload the strong side, and you want to make, you know, that big zone a small area game, and we want to outnumber. And I think that that line was phenomenal last night for us, one of the few bright spots. And I think they challenged everyone else, you know, to play with them. And, you know, Fraser's line was real good. I thought that Dylan Rao gave us that, you know, injection of enthusiasm that was crucial. And then the young guys, you know, they were on for two goals. And, you know, the other thing that happens, I thought that our power play was a lot better. I know that we only had one power play goal. We scored a goal on a delayed penalty. So really that's two. And then the chances that we had there in the third period, I mean, that's obviously a good sign, because as these playoffs go on and on, especially teams become that more much, does that make sense, much more crucial. And that's going to be the difference. So, you know, again, our PK was real good tonight, and our power play scored, you know, a goal, which is important as well.
Coach, as you prep for your road trip down to Bonnyville, a very unfriendly Bonnyville, I'm sure it will be, by the way. But what kind of a Pontiac team are you think you're expecting? I know we know their club very well. Do you anticipate any surprises?
They're well coached. They've got a lot of structure. So what we want to make sure that we do is we continue to, you know, to get pucks in deep. The more that we can make their defensemen turn and retrieve pucks, the better off we are, and as long as we can have that physical presence. But you're going to get their best effort. I mean, it's a very difficult rink to play in. Just the dimensions, the neutral zone is a lot smaller than what it is in a typical rink. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be an atmosphere. I know that they've got a very passionate fan base. They're going to come out with numbers to support their team. And we've had some success there this year. So, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at it, Bonnyville did what they wanted. They got their split. So now it's up to us to make sure that we answer back and we try and, you know, get a game out of Bonnyville sooner rather than later.
Tom, appreciate the time as always, and congratulations on a big win here this evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it.